Well, are you into heavy stuff, Rodri?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to check out. Get a piece of paper and a pen. Write these down.
I'm
Doug?
good.
Okay.
Don't use the
Check out
technology in front of you.
Signs of
I
the
can do
Swarm.
it. It's heavier when you write them down.
Exactly.
The
You're using the pen with blood, right?
blood
You're
pen.
writing it like chicken scratch, right? To where
Yeah.
no one's gonna understand it, just like the
You're
word.
writing it in Deathcore font, right?
Yeah, it has to be a Deathcore font.
Which is just
Only
fancy
you can
chicken
read it and
scratch.
nobody else. Yeah. So
Chicken
just
scratch, but
reflects
it's
criminals.
pointier. It's pointier.
So the bands are Signs of the Swarm, which I
Yep.
showed Dakota, and he loved the instrumentals, but he hates the vocals.
Yep.
Well, he's not brutal enough. So
He's
there's that.
not. The second one's Within Destruction, which is insane. Are you listening to it right now?
No,
Well, this
that's just the
sorry?
lawnmower outside. You can't tell the
Oh,
difference,
okay.
can you?
Yeah, I thought it was like the eerie sound of the beginning of a music video because as much as I love death metal and deathcore and stuff, why has everybody got to be the edgiest motherfucker out there?
It sounds like all the singers are screaming through a fucking leaf blower,
I'm
and
okay
I
with
just
it.
don't understand it.
I'm okay with it.
That leaf blower is metal as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah,
That's what
Signs
I'm
of the
gonna do.
Swarm,
I'm gonna
Within
start to this
Destruction,
the next
and
Yeah.
third one to check out is A Night in Texas.
Oh yeah. Dakota,
A
you know what
pretty
you would
heavy
like?
beat.
There's a
I'm gonna
couple
start
like
the next
joke
parody
bands.
metal. Yeah, that's
There's
what I'm saying. I'm gonna
no,
start the
there's
next
already some
parody metal band.
parody deathcore bands.
Yeah.
There's two bands that use a dog as the vocalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's one that uses like a parakeet as the vocalist.
No, like I'm honestly like I'm just gonna go in my fucking shed and just grab a leaf blower out and like use that as the microphone and just take it to the studio and just start blowing it and screaming at it at the same
You're
time.
gonna be the next Skrillex.
There was
Yeah.
a thing in one of the Killed Decapitation songs,
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
That's good. It's nice and warm out today, ain't it?
Oh, nice
It's
snail.
beauty.
Wow, that is awesome. Just in
Beardy?
his
Sorry, I'm
natural
not having a smoke.
habitat. Beardy is the temperature?
It's beauty out.
I mean, I'm beardy out, but. Yeah, I
Not
got a
beardy,
beardy.
beauty.
Wait, what?
The temperature is beauty. It's a beauty today.
You said beardy.
That's a beauty.
Like beardy. I
He
scare
said
beards.
And maybe it's the
He said
Canadian
beardy.
accent when I'm speaking in
Beardy?
my
But
foreign
you ain't got
tongue.
a beard.
It's a
No,
beardy.
birdie. I scare
It's a beardy.
birds. Come on,
Dude,
reference.
it
Whatever,
would have
man.
better if he would have
The
just
weather's
topped it off
nice.
with, "All right then, guy," and just like kept going. I would have been
My
so
main
happy
goal,
with
like,
that
there's
Canadian.
different dialects to Canadian, okay? Some people
Yo,
say
homie.
guy, some people say bud, some people say
Friend.
dude. I haven't met too many people that say friend. Usually when they do say friend, it's those fedora wearing guys. We got our own species of fedora wearing guys out here. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you think Canadians on our own are polite? These motherfuckers will wait. Well, you're 40 yards away. They will hold the door open for you. And
Oh,
even if you
sure.
don't say thank you after you walk in, they'll be like, "No problem, bud," and just keep walking.
Just kept
Anyway.
on walking to somewhere where there was a poutine waiting. All
Poutine!
right, anyway. Welcome to Stasis Lock, episode 78, S1 E3, The Web. We're going to talk about the third episode of Beast Wars called The Web. It's the first one where we get some sort of storyline that's not just why are they here? What is this show
Yeah.
I'm watching?
Bit of character
And
development.
so for a little bit of a synopsis, Rhinox creates a communication device that's and apparently this takes place months after the last episode. I'm guessing it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah, I
Because
saw that, or
Rhinox
I made a note
supposedly,
of that too.
yeah, he worked on the communicator for months, so it's been quiet, I guess.
A
Both
month.
bases need to set up their shit, which is fine. Cheetor goes and tests it out, and he's full on young bull, and he gets destroyed by Scorponok, and then Tarantulas and Rat Trap has to go save him, and everybody learns a lesson in the end. Whatever, you've seen it.
All right. It was a good episode. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. the Dalton's not here tonight, but he sent me his list of notes. So
yeah,
would
he
you
sent
like
them
me
to me,
read?
Too, just in case.
Oh.
Well, let's do the
in case I wasn't
what
here.
Everyone got, and let's start off real quick.
Yeah. Now that you know what you're in for tonight. I'll go first. I didn't get any. I ordered some stuff. It's not here yet. Like, I got Generation Toy Gorilla, but that's not here yet. That's Beast-related. I ordered something Beast-related. Go check that out.
That's what's up.
That's it for me, though.
All right, I'll go next. I'm Ty Prime, or Ty Primal sometimes. I'm a nice guy. And what I got this week, I mentioned last week that I got the God Neptune, but it was stuck at the post office, but I finally got it, thanks to Brian helping me out with the duty charges. So that's a really underwhelming figure. If you are not a Beast Wars diehard, don't even bother. That combiner is just G1 trash painted nicely.
Yeah,
it's garbage. But I finally have it. So I have all the combiners from Beast Wars now. The only other thing Beast related I got was I got two Zoids model kits. The Debison or Debison and the
Lightning
Strike.
Just Debison. Like all as right. If there was a hyphen in there. It's in the show. they say the word. The Debison.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it in a long time. I have trouble for like I don't know if it's Lightning Sykes or Lightning Psy if the X is silent. I don't even know if the X has ever
Sykes.
Been silent.
I mean, I haven't seen the show since it was new either, but I remember how they're all said.
Yeah,
that's
straight up drove by and made eye contact with me. I think he wants to fuck
Canadian
me.
Drive by.
That's it. That was
is
a stirring
the same
look
guy from
too.
Before?
No. The guy from before is my superintendent. He lives
are you
beside
just, like,
me.
Walk in the street. What are you doing?
No, I'm out on my balcony. I was having a cigarette, taking in the nice weather.
You're on the third floor, right?
Yeah.
So was the guy you were talking to, like, all the way on the ground?
No, he was right beside me.
He was
on
flying.
The next
he
balcony over.
Oh.
They have jetpacks.
Oh, no, you were talking to your balcony neighbor? That's some,
yeah, my balcony neighbor is my superintendent.
So you father yet?
Dude, you live right next to, like, the boss of the apartments. That sucks. No party.
You know what's funny? We're his favorite tenants. Him and his wife were the favorite tenants.
Is it because
you guys
don't
do make
meth
any noise?
Or...
Well, that. There's that. But, no, the landlord of the owner of the buildings, she's, I don't want to say stingy, but she's very... It's almost like she's hard to communicate with. She's very unapproachable, especially with like building issues. But we never have a problem because I'm fine with fixing everything myself and paying for everything myself. I don't mind. So they love us here. So it's like she came up to me last week and she's like, you know, like if you ever need anything, like a new fridge or a new stove or anything, like don't hesitate to let us know. We will get it for you. No problem.
New stove, please.
Like,
thank
cool.
you.
I'd like a flat top hibachi, please.
Yeah.
I'd like one of those anti-griddles they keep talking about on all the cooking shows.
The anti-griddles?
Yeah, it's basically just this frozen slab. So it's like the opposite of a griddle. It's flat, and you can make things frozen really fast by putting them on it.
Man, one day I should. I should just film myself walking around town, speaking in my native tongue to my fellow Canadians and let you guys really take in the culture around here.
Canada's just
more
one big anti-griddle, though, if we're honest.
All right, I won't argue with that.
Tyler, get your phone out of your pocket. Rest in peace, audio users.
Not that bad.
Suck a dick.
Roger, you get anything?
Just this monocle.
Ain't no beast.
Can't even see it.
He got a big old peen coming out of his chest.
You got a bonkle?
A what?
You got a bonkle.
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 Bonkle. The two slurs for Bionicle are Bonkle and Barnacle. And both of them are better than Bionicle.
My sister used to call it Bionicle.
Bionicle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a retarded sister. Oh. I'm playing.
He's full of that Canadian rage.
Yeah.
Picking on 13-year-olds and shit.
Well, we do make fun of Dalton a lot, so.
Oh, he's even here to defend himself. Not that he would. That's what they tune in for. They tune in for the Dalton hate. Shout out to Dalton. He's at work at the gas station or wherever he works.
The loafing jug.
What is it now?
The loafing jug.
I don't know what either of those words.
Loaf and jug, like a loaf of bread and a jug of milk.
Loaf oh, it'd be a loaf and bag here.
That's what the place is called?
Bag.
If I drove past that, I probably didn't comprehend what he was saying because it's so insane. But if I drove past that, I would have been like, I don't even know what that is and I'm not going anywhere near it. The loaf and jug? Ugh.
Look, the truck stop that's attached to that the casino I work at's attached to. It's called It's called the SNA truck stop, and nobody knows what SNA means. Nobody. I've asked everyone, hey, what does SNA mean? Well, it's just always been that way. Well, yeah, but it's got to mean something, right? Like, what does it mean? And nobody knows what the fuck it means.
This is America. We don't ask questions.
We just put two letters and an ampersand. And they call it truck stop.
Are you familiar with the motor oil brand Quaker State?
Yeah.
So Quaker State, I'm fairly certain is from Pennsylvania is the Keystone State technically, but the Quakers they inhabit it. And they have their own chain of restaurants here, which you may not have known. I've only seen one. I've never been to one, but it's called Quaker Steak and Lube. And
what?
It is a full-on like barbecue restaurant.
Dude.
And I am scared to ever go there because that's insane.
No, barbecue man, you totally gotta what? Go there. Just
it's
like
gotta
get,
be a
go
two
there and get
one
your oil
deal.
Changed and get some Q.
I don't know that they do both things at the same location. I
they
think this is the
it.
Restaurant and I don't know that they have their own service centers. I think it's just they make the product. They're like, hey, we make enough motor oil. Why don't we make some oil, cook up that chicken in there?
You get you some Q, and then you buy you some motor oil just to change your own oil, I guess. I don't know.
Then you get you some Woo.
That's right.
Okay, well, Quaker Steak and Lube is a very real thing, and I don't know that I want to experience it any further. Dakota, you get anything?
I went to my comic book shop and picked up my pools. That's it.
You have it's pools?
Been a sad. See, Tyler, when you buy comics, you can ask your comic shop to hold certain titles for you, so that way, you know, you don't have to worry about them selling out and them have to ordering them or what have you. They get them in, they put them to the side for you, and you pick them up. At least once a month. Sometimes I used to go once a week, but I stopped. I do it every other week or once a month.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Education.
Cool.
I don't know. Learn to read. Comics or books. You don't partake in either.
Learn to read pictures with a few words.
No. He doesn't even read books. He. I wanted to kind of start him out
books.
On something similar.
I know you read books, Dakota, because you got the Halo books too. Like I got them there, right there.
Exactly.
It's not that I don't read
fiction, as Tyler calls it.
It is non-essential. It's not essential. The game came first. The books are just some fanboy. Actually, the Forerunners came first, and everyone's just supposed to accept them.
Actually, the books like, were based off of the big Halo production Bible. It's where
big
they
Halo,
fit things
which,
into the game.
Which came after the game?
The production right? Bible was pre-game. This is
actually,
what we want to do.
The precursors came first, then the forums.
That is true. That is true.
Because, you know, how do words work?
No shit. But
what if we called them the before guys?
What if we just shorten it to Flood?
Flood. And like a call sign.
One that puts out fires.
Okay. And every literally thing else.
Are we doing that later today?
We're not.
Okay, cool. So I can get it. If we were doing off the runner later, I am going to be putting together this 3.5 gallon drink dispenser for Purple Drink for Skullfest.
Oh man.
We're not doing off the runner later?
No, we're not.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, we'll be caught up finally though, so episodes aren't 3 weeks behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep building anyway then. I've been waiting a whole week to build this shit. Now you're telling me we're not even going to do it.
Yeah, I forgot. Like, I think it was Dalton was the only one that asked me if we were doing it this week, and I said no. I thought that was in a group chat with everyone else, but I guess it wasn't.
Oh, that's some bullshit. So there's some items at Toys R Us that are up to 50% off now, but Lego's still at Lego's 6. 10. No, Lego's at 10 now. It went from 5 to 10. Because it's the ultimate toy. Anyway. So let's talk about this this episode.
Well, didn't we have some Powder Primes television news?
Maybe.
Did anybody watch that shit?
No.
No.
I didn't either. I just didn't know if like maybe some
I feel like the only news is that which one of you said that they registered some trademarks?
I think it was me. I noticed that they registered a trademark for Black Arachnia. There was a post about it.
I'm sure you read like an article or a post about somebody who found that was the case. But who's the person who's like monitoring registered trademarks at all times to see what new trademarks get registered from different companies? Like who's really doing that?
That's them boys that want news credits on their favorite websites.
You gotta live for them, them pats on the back, I guess. Live for those pats on the head. There's a guy who works at Target that I said he should just get paid with pats on the head because that's all he needs in life. Pats on the head from Target.
He didn't get it, did he?
Didn't get what?
He didn't get what you were alluding to.
I'm sure I've said it to his face, but maybe I haven't. I don't know.
Oh.
He wouldn't, though, if I did tell him in his face. He wouldn't.
Oh, I gotcha. What a dumb.
So, okay.
The Powder Prime stuff. I didn't watch the episode. Yeah, I'm assuming it's not very good. Because I watched a bit of the Combiner Wars stuff. I didn't even bother with the Titans Return one. And I'm gonna wait for the Optimus Primal stuff to come out, like in that, and I'm just gonna skip to those parts and only watch those parts because I don't give a shit about Windblade or Rodimus or Grimlock or yeah. So, but that's where I'm at. I will not even entertain it because I have no interest.
They registered trademarks for Black Arachnia and what was the other one? Something else. There was two beasts and one that was irrelevant. I don't know why you posted it. What were the trademarks?
It was Black Arachnia. That's the only beast.
Yeah, I thought I just saw Black Arachnia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just Black Arachnia.
I thought one of the other ones applied.
No.
Maybe not. I'm sure that was, you know, minutes of scrolling ago at this point. You guys keep fucking yapping about shit.
Scrolling ago? I like it. As Dust would say, write that down.
Would he?
Yeah, you weren't there for that.
No. You guys are always talking about something.
Write that down. I kind of want to write that down.
Mega Mighties, Razor Claw, and Black Arachnia.
Razor Claw, okay. Well, I don't know if that would be for Beast Wars or not. There was a Beast Wars Razor Claw, but they've used Razor Claw.
I would think that would be like like part of the Predaking that's coming out
mm-hmm.
in like this summer, right?
I think that's,
can't wait to see what Mega Mighties are. I'm sure it's something I will not be buying.
Yeah, I bet it's the rename for those big old bathtub toys that don't even move, the little shampoo bottles.
Wait, so this article from TFW 2005, it starts with, over the weekend, where Avengers Infinity War thundered to a $250 million
They're just trying to get
Hasbro
fucking clicks.
Hasbro has applied for three new Transformers-related toy trademarks. Like, what? That's not a segue.
No, they're just trying to get people that are Googling Avengers Infinity War. They're just trying to get clicks for that shit.
That's lame, man.
That's so cheap.
By the way, would you like to hear about trademarks being registered? Excitement.
Respect the hustle.
That's true.
Yeah.
Don't hit the player, hit the game.
I don't. That's so dumb.
Like, I can always
just in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, no.
That's Mighty Morphin.
I mean, it's giant robots.
But it's not transform. They don't really transform. They fall up into from body parts.
Beast to arm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They transform.
That's a stretch, and I'm not going to allow it.
Roger, what are you doing in the chat? Yeah. There's no need for you to be in the chat. All right. I'm going to read Dalton's notes for the episode 3 of The Web. And then I'll go into my own, and if somebody already said it, you can skip it or you can touch on it when they read it for the first time. But his notes include the first one, Ultra Gear.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I did not write that down for mine.
No, me neither.
I didn't think it was necessary to write down Ultra Gear. I think that's not the first line.
I think Dalton relates to Cheetor because of the whole age thing, so.
Dalton's always going out and getting things broken. Oh, we got Roger with that one. Got him.
Man, Roger, don't ever tell us your age, because if I find out you're younger than Dalton, all that shit's switching over to you.
Dude, Dalton's like sitting at his cash register praying right now. Just in deep, hard prayer.
Is he listening, or is Roger's he just going to watch it later?
He's probably going to do a little bit of both. But Roger's probably like, I'm 36. Over here in New Zealand, we just look really young.
They're in the future. Time moves faster. He's 36. His second note is best way to pull a cannon out of rocks, fire missile at
it. Dalton's going to send him a private message like, what year were you born? Can we relate? I'm sorry, it was just too funny.
Oh fuck.
Okay, all right, I'm good.
Next cool. Next episode on Stasis Lock, rest in peace, Dalton.
All right, so a lot of these don't have context, and I feel like if he was here to explain them, it'd make more sense. He wrote, Cheetor is a fan of He-Man.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either. And, like, he sent me his notes before I sat down and watched the episode myself. And I was like, I don't get that. And maybe it's the no can do, baby blue. I wrote that down in my notes because I'm...
All right, guys.
I want more context behind that.
Cheetor has trippy, power-hungry dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. Okay.
I mean, you would, too.
Everybody is a dick to Cheetor.
Oh my god.
And he hasn't even met Tagatron yet.
Say where the road
so Dalton is officially Cheetor, right?
I was gonna say that.
Only time.
Sometimes I have trippy, power hungry dreams, and everybody's a dick to me all the time, so. Ultra Gear.
Oh man.
So
Ultra Gear.
Tyler, I need you to do me a favor right now. Change Dalton's name in the Stasis locker room to Ultra Gear just right now.
Stay okay.
You won't even notice. Thank you. Tarantulas like his cheetah with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
No, it's another one that's going to need context.
Yep.
No, he's just saying Tarantulas is like a Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs. Okay. That's, I mean,
yeah, okay.
His notes are kind of shit, though. But,
We're going to pick through and decipher these notes.
Floor clipping through Rhinox's leg. I didn't notice that.
I noticed that when
Rat Trap was walking, when he discovered where Tarantulas' secret hatch was, he was like floating all over the ground.
Yeah, he was. There was
no connection between his feet and the ground. It was just, here's the background, here's the moving Rat Trap. And that motion there set the focus all off on my camera. And then the last one, safe inside, and they're all still in beast mode. Okay, well, you know, they don't have to be.
That's how I make love. Safe inside.
In beast mode?
Beast mode.
Okay, so that's Dalton's notes. Aren't they great?
Way to
I mean, my notes kind of touch on what he said the last part there with them always being in beast mode, so I'll wait till my notes come around for that, but...
Oh, he's definitely watching, because he slipped his nickname back instantly after you changed it to Ultra Gear.
I'm going to change it back.
He cleared it, like, as soon as you said it to Ultra Gear. Definitely listen. He's listening, he's fuming, he's like, here's your fucking cigarettes! He's like, whoa, dude, chill out, man.
Here's your fucking cigarettes. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll go next. My notes can make sense, hopefully. First thing, I went probably 5 minutes into the episode without actually writing anything down. There wasn't much that I felt was necessary at first, but I wrote, Scorponok is still formidable. He's not a blundering idiot yet. He's still like, I'm a badass, and I'm my own individual. So
I are Predacon.
Basically, I'm waiting to see when he gets hit and when he gets crushed in the head enough to become an idiot. Cheetor is so scared of spiders, like really scared of spiders. Is anytime Tarantula's anywhere, he's just blasting wild. He's kind of like Dakota. He's an arachnophobe.
You're an arachnophobe, Dakota?
I do not like spiders at all.
They're like mud bugs, but like two extra legs. Oh, what if we can convince Dakota that spiders and mud bugs are so similar that he doesn't like mud bugs anymore?
Oh, man, you're going to kill him.
Life goal.
He's fucking panting over there right now. Don't do it. Don't do it, Chris.
Okay, so I wrote down, Tarantulas is already a full-blown lunatic who is more spider than robot. So we already got a full realization of like who Tarantulas is.
I mean, I guess so. I don't particularly agree with that part because for all we know, every spider in existence, if they were able to speak, they could be like the most English of gentlemen. Like, just because they look creepy doesn't mean they're creepy. You know what I mean?
I suppose. He's already like a mad scientist character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be. Yeah. I don't think that has anything to do with him being a spider, though.
Okay. Well, he's Rat Trap is interested in munching garbage, but Tarantulas is really interested in doing spider things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
see... Like, down on flesh.
I don't see Optimus, like, pining to go outside and, like, swing from some vines. That's only when he's in beast mode too long. This is the most name-calling in a single episode. Maybe ever, but so definitely so far.
So far, yeah. I can agree with that.
Why can't they animate Tarantulas' colors correctly? Different portions of him keep changing colors.
I think what it is the model they used for the transformations has the completely purple torso, and that's why it changes between scenes.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I noticed the last episode.
Well, I keep seeing that he's like got different color sections of his whole torso. And it just doesn't look as uniform as maybe it did in like the first episode. Like, this portion is black now. It won't be black later, but for now, it's black. Cheetor's dream had a vision of Rattrap cutting him down from the web.
I wrote that too. Yeah, he had a premonition.
Yeah, because it was a strange addition to that dream. Because everything else was, you know, he's on that power trip and no one can touch him, but Tarantulas scares him a lot. And then there's like Rattrap just slicing through for some reason, and it's not addressed during the dream. But then later on, that animation happens, and we're like, oh, okay,
just all hiya.
Yeah, I want a Rattrap figure to come out with like lots of bombs.
It's like a pocket knife.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And yeah, that's like, it's like a Riddick blade. I don't know what that thing was.
Yeah.
It's the Furion in him. Right, Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, last thing I wrote down was, looks like Dinobot, Rhinox, and Optimus have gotten absolutely nowhere with their strategy session. All that shit happened. Rattrap
no,
and Cheetor,
no, limp, no.
They limp back, and there are three of them are still standing there trying to come up with a plan. I'm like, they're gone a while. They have to have been gone a while, and I don't know where they got with that strat sesh. But,
I feel like maybe they'd be gone for like an hour and a half.
Still.
And Rhinox strikes me as the kind of guy that needs to sit down and take a break.
Like, still, like the honestly, like, I did not have very many notes for this one.
No, me either.
It was just that was it. Like, that was basically like of the two or three notes. It was no, we must destroy them.
And, yeah, like, yeah, because that's from the first episode.
What?
The very first episode when they're flying.
Yeah, when Dinobot was saying the same
to Megatron. It's literally the exact voice clip.
No, destroy them.
That's like a Darth Sidious type no, though.
Yeah, one of my other notes is like, how many specialties does Rhinox have? Because like, he walked in, apparently like strategy is Rhinox's specialty, along with inventing shit, along with chain guns.
I guess I better come up with a plan.
Yeah,
did anybody ask him to come up with a plan?
No wonder he decided to be Tank Gore later on.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Shots fired.
Yeah, right. So he's long haul of the Maximals. He just does everyone's shit.
I think he would all maybe the same age.
He's the janitor. Everyone just shits on him. Rhinox, clean that up for me. Oh boy.
And I didn't write this down, but again, Rattrap and Rhinox are best friends forever.
As they should be.
Okay. Dakota, was that like the one thing that wasn't mentioned of yours?
What thing?
The no.
No, yeah, that's it. I'm done.
That was okay. Rodri.
That was your only note?
Yeah.
So I wrote down Rhinox's
he just speaks in bass tones.
For such a forgettable episode, like why is this the one that they decided to, hey, this is the Cheetor accessory essentially for Masterpiece?
well, let's
G1 does
the car didn't get that far into watching Beast Wars and they're like, that's enough. Alright, there, put that thing on him. Yeah, I would have much rather seen that that pylon spike thing. That would have been a big ass accessory. When they make the teleporter between the bases, that big the big telephone pole that he slams into the ground. You know what I'm talking about. Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I have no idea, no.
Well, we'll get there in like 2 or 3 episodes, so.
I believe you.
So this is the first time we get to see that Tarantulas is really creepy.
Yeah, I wrote that down too. I elaborate a little more, but yeah.
Ooh.
Primal's flying with his guns again.
Yeah, which I didn't quite understand that, considering in the last episode when he was flying, he had his, like when they were racing to the mountain, he had his cannons out, but he was still flying with his actual jets.
Yeah.
Prime jets.
I'm wondering if maybe the animation for that might have been before the previous episode, if that makes any sense.
Maybe.
Like they created the episodes not in the order that they aired them?
Well, isn't that how they record episodes for live-action TV shows as well? They just record a bunch of scenes and then put them together?
Depends on, you know, the locations and when they can get there and who they have on hand and all that. But this is probably different because animated, any, you don't need people there to animate. I don't know. I'm just making a 3.5-gallon drink dispenser real quick.
All right, what's next, Roger?
Put this on here.
When Rhinox comes to, Rhinox pretty much slams him down on the table.
When Rhinox comes to, he slams him down on the table?
No, when Cheetor comes to.
Gay! Oh.
I'm gonna make love to you, woman. Gonna lay you down by the fire.
That was all right. Special.
No, we get to see. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Kind of like Dalton real quick.
These guys got to be so close in age.
Oh, they are.
Jesus Christ. Dakota's running a profile on him right now. He's calling everyone in New Zealand. He knows. Like, listen. What do you know about this Roger?
Fuck all that Hobbit shit. I need to know about Roger right now.
No, not Roderick. Rodri.
My fault, man. I swear I saw it somewhere.
No, that's me talking to my contact in New Zealand.
Oh, sure.
Say hi.
I'm doing some real Jack Bauer shit right now.
This purple drink's going to be flowing out this tap here.
Yeah, we get to see a bit more character development for Rat Trap and Tarantulas. I guess Cheetor as well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, the first few episodes have pretty well established Cheetor as the young one, the young naive one who just runs off and,
look what I can do, Daddy!
Ultra
with
gear.
No father. Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like Cheetor is the equivalent of the 12-year-old, like 12 to 14-year-old character. Very young, very naive, very dumb.
He's pretty much the cabin boy.
The what?
None of you guys seen Treasure Island?
That's a negative over here.
I guess not.
I have not.
Dalton has.
Dalton has. Oh my god. Someone check the chat. See if he's in there.
He's not in there.
Okay.
No, he's not in there. Rat Trap brings a whole new meaning to the word hot box.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Fell for the old hotbox.
Wait, what did that make? Did that make like a hologram of him? Or certainly it wasn't just a signature that was as big as that little box, because that would have been obvious that a whole robot wasn't sitting there.
It was a heat signature. Because Tarantulas had on the thermal view.
Did it take Rat Trap's shape?
No, it didn't even do that then. Like in the show. It was just...
It looked like he was still sitting behind there. It didn't just look like... just
no,
like
the first one looked like him. The second one looked more like a blob.
Okay. Bless a blob's all it takes.
Yeah. Also, this is one of the episodes where you get to see, you know, when a huge explosion happens and then they show it from different angles and just repeat it over and over again.
Yeah. I feel like that's going to start being a running theme.
Give my regards to the Inferno. let's also say that Tarantulas' lair, Mark 1, is pretty lousy.
I don't think it's his lair, to be honest with you. I think it's just a... I think he kidnapped Cheetor. Maybe he was scouting his lair. But I think he kidnapped Cheetor and brought him down there, spun him up on the web, and then just ran and got his... whatever the fuck that was, that life-sucking terminal.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I got just the thing for this. And it comes including a cheetah shape outline on it.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Wouldn't it be great if that was the accessory with Cheetor? Was just he that like terminal with the cheetah shape on it?
I can
he got
just
it
imagine
off Amazon. Real cheap.
I can imagine him talking to himself, dragging it down to that cave there, like, and they made fun of me for going garage sale shopping before getting on the dark side.
He found it at the Antiques Mart.
Yeah.
What's the Loaf and Jug flea market.
A loaf. Y'all got into that Loaf and Jug? Here.
Loaf and Bag.
I hear we can find all of our collectible baseball card needs there.
Y'all sell wraps?
Yeah. Y'all got crawfish?
Crayfish.
Crawfish.
I shouldn't say
literally
said...
everywhere spells it with a W. I don't know where you're getting a Y sounding from.
The like, dictionary.
No.
Yeah. No. They got a different dictionary down there in Louisiana.
We have the Webster addendum.
The Webster Cajun edition.
It's not even a dictionary. It's just a thesaurus.
Look at this thing. This thing is going to be fully full of purple drink this weekend. This thing is...
Yeah, it's just your mission to get everyone in the ROC fucking hammered, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chris going to be fucking everybody's booty holes this weekend.
That's right. Free booty holes for the taking.
After tonight, you get a message from Skullface himself, like, sorry, Chris, you're uninvited.
You have been uninvited.
All that shit about booty holes real.
You have been uninvited from Skullfest. Was it Skullfest 4? I do hope.
There's no booty hole touching at Skullfest, only skull fucking.
That's probably true.
Everybody's on fire.
Woohoo!
You both did it. That's good.
Anything else, Roger?
No, it's all mine.
Tyler.
All right. I have got quite a few things. Hang on a second. Let me pull them up.
He wrote down every insult.
No, not exactly. Okay, so my first note of the episode is Scorponok's missiles and chest both have a maximal symbol on them.
Oh yeah, the animation errors.
Yeah. The communicator goes from Cheetor's cheetah arm to his robot arm with no fucking pre-context. No reason why.
When it should have just stayed on his back, right? Where his cheetah legs folded up.
I wrote down
he can't talk anywhere when it's on his back.
I guess. He's a robot. What are you talking about? He can make his voice come from anywhere.
Well, they also can't aim.
Also true.
Yeah, can't argue with that. I wrote down, no can do, baby blue. And Rhinox is green.
Animation error.
I wrote cheater times 25 because he doesn't know how to pronounce his own name from the first
cheater.
Episode.
Maximize.
Oh, yeah, when does it? I know it changes at some point.
I think it's the second episode that it changes.
Yeah, the first episode he says cheetah.
He says cheetor. I'm cheetor.
But no, there's a few episodes where he says cheater, and then I want to say later on it'll go back to where he says cheetor.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe just everybody else calls him cheetor, and he only calls himself cheater. Cheater.
Yeah, he's that teenage character that gives himself a nickname.
Woo.
Go ahead.
The scene where he first encounters Waspinator, he says, "Cheater, maximize."
Yeah.
Yeah.
First episode.
Well, I feel like he overpronounces it in the first episode, so kids can write down what toy they want on their Christmas lists.
Cheetor is just really proud of the fact that he's an unfaithful boyfriend in his relationships. Cheater! That was bad. Let me take that back. So my next note is, this is the first look we get at how twisted Tarantulas is going to be. I think this is actually excellent foreshadowing for the series, because it shows how just maniacal and twisted the Tarantulas is, both mentally and in his actions. That was pretty cool. Also, the brutality on Cheetor's chest when he took the missile to his chest. Anybody catch that?
Yeah, man. It was like he was totally falling apart.
A giant gaping hole in his robot or his beast mode face with like robot ribs through it. Nobody?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty brutal for a kid's show.
I had someone wrote down. Carry on.
I said Cheetor has a premonition of Rat Trap in his dream. Rhinox is more concerned with his comm link than Cheetor's life when he wakes him up.
Well, it's like his baby. Cheetor is just the douchey little kid.
Yeah. Because they're talking about how he could have died. He got blasted by a missile and he was out cold. And Rhinox is like, "And you got my comm link trashed." Right on, Rhinox. Way to prioritize.
Rhinox is a super sweaty.
Yeah,
my comm link was trashed.
It's been a month since the last episode, which I think, again, is better foreshadowing for the... For the overall timeline of the Beast Wars show, how long it's going to take place, because I feel like every episode is going to have some sort of time lapse in between, which leaves, it leaves a lot open for, especially fan fiction, but it leaves a lot open for if they were to go back and tell different stories within the Beast Wars universe.
There's definitely a big time gap episodes, because later on... after the quantum surge on, the whole planet's devastated. They the proto humans start growing, for lack of a better term. And I know that just wasn't one day. There's humans. Like, that evolution takes time.
Yeah. My next one's kind of an It was an interesting concept that I wanted to talk about with the beast modes. So Tarantulas goes on about how the flesh tastes better. When the fluids are drained slowly, implying that beast modes are actually flesh and not just metal with a fur coating. I'm curious of, in beast mode, do they need to eat like an animal does? And if so, maybe they can convert the nutrients into energon. And examples that I've seen so far, both now but also in future episodes, is Rattrap eating an apple that you see in this episode. Tarantulas implying that he eats living things. Yeah, really.
Blue as fuck.
That was before all the GMOs got added into it.
Yeah. Rhinox eating the bean vines and Dinobot eating his clone, which is very fleshy because you see him pick it out of his teeth. But we'll get to that when that episode comes. But I think it's kind of an interesting concept that the beast modes, because for G1, they just took on a truck form, but you never saw them fill them up with gas because they just had to take, the process energon, and that's how they got along. But
they drink the energon out of big squares, just big square glasses.
Yeah. But in Beast Wars, the beast modes.
I want to say in a future episode, unless they explained it
It's not in the comics. I think it's a
future episode. No, it's okay. Not in the comics, douchebag. it's in a future episode where they talk about their beast mode bodies being organic, and they're able to process organic materials to fuel them.
Yeah.
Not quite like Energon can do for them, but it's a conversion rate, no less.
Which may coincide with the point I made previously. I think it was the first episode summary that we were doing with the whole internal repairs thing, kind of being like the organic internal repairs about how your body needs time to recover and, you know, your insides need time to start healing and shit. That could be like when they eat and refuel that way organically, like it could be a part of, I guess, their internal ecosystem or something. I'm having a hard time explaining it, but I feel like you guys get what I'm talking about. And shout.
You lost me at ecosystem, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My next point was, I get the vibe that Rattrap and Tarantulas have met before and had dealings before the Beast Wars. Because when they were talking down in the in Tarantulas' cave, he started off the conversation with, "You are one sick bug, Eight Eyes." And with the tone, like with the way he said it, I kind of got the feeling like this isn't the first time he's run into Tarantulas head on like that. Also, the whole fell for the... What the fuck was that? Okay. The fell for the old hotbox. Like the old hotbox, like it's happened before. And then at the end, when Tarantulas is buried under those rocks, he says, "I hate that rat," which leads me to think that like there's previous context, or there's previous events that have happened before and that they know each other, which kind of goes back to the whole how Rattrap was placed on this ship. I feel like maybe it was predetermined that Rattrap needed to go on this ship for some sort of reason. So, but it could just be conspiracy. But that's kind of what I drew from it. Anybody have any
tonight comments? On Info Lock Stasis Wars? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Clever. No.
Stasis Creep.
No comments on that.
No, I don't know. That thing. You're grasping at straws, but I want to think.
The limb dismemberment is 100% brutality in this episode. Mm-hmm. When Tarantulas gets his leg blown off. Yeah. And then he stands up on his one leg. I thought that was pretty funny, but like the whole, like this whole episode has been pretty brutal with Cheetor losing most of his chest and his rib sticking out. And then now Tarantulas loses an entire leg. Rattrap sucks at two button computers. Nothing. All right, Tarantulas packs nukes just in case because his last missile blew up like a nuclear missile.
It did. Definitely did.
Cheetor is hopelessly innocent because at the end of the episode, he still thinks Rattrap likes him. Wherein, if I was in Rattrap's place, I would definitely, definitely slap that kid upside the head.
Cheetor, next time.
Anyway, that's all I got for notes.
You got any more of them blue apples?
No can do, baby blue.
Maybe that's the correlation, the blue apples.
It's a baby blue apple.
Yeah.
It's like a weird slate gray blue color, that apple. And then he just tosses the entire core at his face and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So I had a topic that I didn't bring up in the chat because I didn't think to do it, but
Tyler, what are you doing? You're outside?
Yeah, there's a train going by. I'm sorry. I can't smoke in my apartment.
Oh, sure.
I was, I was reading where like people were saying their kids were crying at the end of Infinity War, and not to go into any spoilers or anything for people who haven't seen it, but you know, whatever. But like I was thinking about that, and like even some adults were just like, "Oh, and it's so sad." And then like I see the memes about you know, like G1 Optimus Prime dying, and oh, these kids don't know what sadness is, and blah blah blah. And like, I was like,
I was thinking about Dinobot.
Oh yeah, I'm just like, dude, you guys don't know. Like, you guys really don't know what
loss Hello, is. Darkness, my old friend.
No, but like, doesn't like. Okay, so being '90s kids, for you know, lack of a better term, like, I feel like our cartoons just made us pretty numb to that whole death concept. Because I mean, we got that shit right out the gate with several of our cartoons. Beast Wars being one of them, with you know, dark overtones and things of that sort.
Wasn't Beast Wars the kids-only cartoon to bring death into cartoons?
I don't know if they were the first, but like, I, you know, there was the X-Men, the '90s X-Men, that I feel had a lot of like dark adult tones. Then there was like Gargoyles, and Reboot was another one that featured death pretty prominently. But what's up?
Oh no! Even some of the cartoons saying things like "I'm going to kill you" or something to that nature—you never really saw that, or you don't see that nowadays either.
Yeah, like I just wonder if it's just we're numb to fictional deaths. Like we're just like, oh yeah, we just grew up with this shit.
And that kind of I kind of agree with you there. Not that maybe that's so much that we're numb to it, but the idea that, because everyone says that Infinity Wars is one of the best written movies, whatever, whatever.
It is.
Impactful character deaths is something that's been missing from cartoons, especially, but from a lot of movies as well. There's not. You know what I mean? Like, you can kill off as many characters you want. Like, the Transformers Bayverse is perfect example for that. They just kill off every other fucking character. In Game of Thrones as well. Game of Thrones, like, their deaths mean nothing. Like, there's no meaning to their deaths. It's just a running joke in Game of Thrones.
But I wouldn't go that. Like, some of those deaths, yeah, but then there's some deaths that are just like, fuck, I really like that dude.
Well, most of the deaths... Most of the useless deaths outweigh the meaningful deaths.
And that's true, too.
You know what I mean? So, I don't think it's so much as that we're desensitized to it. Like, us probably, because we've had meaningful deaths, like, in our cartoons when we were younger. But I think the whole bitching and moaning about, like, bad story writing and everything like that is, if you're going to incorporate a death into any franchise, it has to be written well. And it hasn't been executed well in a long time with the movie franchise and stuff, which brings me to my question. In Beast Wars, do you think they should incorporate a death if they were ever do a movie or a TV show again to bring back that more realistic, not realistic, but that more real emotion evoking story that it had? Or do you think it should be dumbed down for children?
Well, I mean, as fans, and like, I mean, we were kids whenever that came on. Of course, I'm gonna like, if it's watered down, like R.I.D. fucking Teen Titans Go shit, I don't, I'm not gonna want any part of it. No, thank you. You can,
they'll,
I hope the toys are good.
They'll kill Optimus off in the machinima or whatever, and then be like, there, Beast Wars, it's over.
Yeah. So, like, that's the issue with cartoons now, is they're all so watered down. It's just, there's no substance there.
Yeah.
So, stop doing that and start giving us substance.
I feel like, you know how Dinobot's death was kind of more meaningful, you know, how he was saving, you know, what would be the human race and all the rest of that. I feel like if they tried to redo that and were like, well, you know, Dinobot died in the original cartoon, so we have to try and incorporate that into this, they'll probably come up with some stupid excuse as to how he'll die.
He gets bonked on the head and then goes away to Raptor Heaven.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's pretty much what the Bayverse did. They're like, well, you know, Optimus died in G1 and a few other shows, so we have to kill him off somehow.
I mean, yeah. If they were to do a Beast Wars movie, I could definitely Like, I want them to learn from the Bayverse mistakes, but I don't really see it happening. To be honest, I don't see Beast Wars making the big screen at all. Jed from Blackout and Shout he seems to think that Beast Wars is going to make a big resurgence within the next, like, 3 to 5 years, because his whole thing is based on nostalgia. Every 30 years, it's going to make a resurgence because nostalgia is such a key component in pop culture nowadays. But I personally, I don't see that happening. I don't see Beast Wars getting a big blockbuster movie title. But I would like to see some sort of fiction, like some sort of new fiction, pop up. And if you're going to do it in a cartoon, do it for the adults. Because Beast Wars was such a niche TV show in the it is such a niche TV show preference in the Transformers already. Do something for the diehard Beast Wars fans. Don't do it, you know, for everyone. Don't try and include everyone. Do it for the Beast Wars fans. Kind of like how you're doing, like how Titans Returns is really more like a throwback to G1 with all your G1 characters, and, you know, but like, do it better than the Prime Wars trilogy, please. But if you're going to do any sort of new Beast Wars fiction, do it mature for more like young adult audiences, or even adult if you need to, and don't neglect the fine details from the original show. Because the whole reason Beast Wars was amazing was because of the writing. It wasn't because of like the you know, the robot designs and the beast modes and stuff. That was all a key thing for me anyway. I really enjoyed that. But like, the real thing that stuck out to me from Beast Wars growing up especially was the writing. If the writing wasn't there, I probably wouldn't have stuck with it. The same way I can't watch a regular Transformers TV show. The only one I've been able to sit through front to back was Prime, and that's because the writing was so goddamn good in that show. You know what I mean?
Animated was pretty good too.
I keep hearing that, but I've never actually gone, like, I've never sat down and watched animated. I've been thinking about it, especially because, like, Black Arachne and Waspinator make an appearance. But I don't have any.
The Waspinator episode was really good. Like, it was definitely a nod to Beast Wars, especially the end scene.
The ending.
Yeah.
The ending. Yeah. Oh, I'm so pissed off that the show was canceled.
Was. I never watched any of animated. Were those two characters only like in one episode?
No, Black Arachne appeared in and out throughout the entire show. She was actually one of the original Decepticons in the show, from the main cast. But Waspinator, he was just kind of a nod back to Beast Wars that appeared near the end of the show before it was canceled.
True enough. I do. I want to sit down and watch it. And I really do want to get the Waspinator toy from animated, because I feel like that is a really cool design. And like, if they were to do Beast Wars like Waspinator's design from animated, I feel like I would be in on that. Because they did it, like, to me, that design is appealing. And even the Black Arachnia from animated, I don't like the repaint to the original Black Arachnia from that mold. But I think the animated mold with the animated colors and so on, I think that was cool. I could entertain those kind of designs for Beast Wars. I don't need super, super realism. I wouldn't mind cartoony aesthetics in future Beast Wars stuff.
You know, in the Allspark Almanac, they actually used the Waspinator design for Inferno and Antigone.
Inferno and Antigone?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'll have to check that out. Real quick, though, shout out to the chat. We got Walter Young, Josh from Off the Runner, fan of Stool Cuff. That's Rodri.
Fan of Stool Cuff. Yep. Oh my God.
720. Yeah, and Dalton. What's up, Dalton? You still young? You grow up yet?
Stay young.
So Dalton was in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the only thing he said was, "I'll kill you."
Dude, I'm gonna be at Pete's Robot Convention. Like, I'm just like, no one's gonna hear from me again. Dalton's gonna strangle me in my sleep. He's just gonna have
Walter
the piano
says
wire.
Another dark series was the Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Like, that's another cartoon that I watched a bunch, you know, when I was a kid, was Batman, and there was
And Batman Beyond
with, like,
too.
Murder and fucking rape and like maybe not rape directly, but definitely like, you know, all those overtones were there.
Yeah, Walter says season 4 was dark with death in it, and Batman Beyond: The Return of the Joker uncut as well. Yeah. I agree. I didn't watch the Return of the Joker movie, but I remember watching Batman Beyond when I was younger, and I really liked it. I like Batman Beyond more than I like the original animated series, and it's got nothing to do with it's not that I don't like the animated series. I do, but I liked the design of Batman Beyond.
More than the futuristic stuff.
Yeah,
it was cool. Like, because he was able to do more than Batman. He had like fucking, you know, jet boots, But yeah, like the Return of the Joker, dude, that was a good animated movie. It really was.
That was really good. I enjoyed that.
I'll have to check it out. I've never been like you guys know for sure. I'm not a big superhero kind of guy.
Yeah,
I'm not really a big fan of that kind of stuff. Dupers. But I will humor it if it's good. And it's good writing, and I really like the futuristic kind of stuff, so I'll give it a shot.
Well, all the Batman animated series movies were pretty good. I mean,
Mask of the Phantasm, dude.
Yeah, that was cool.
I wore that VHS out in my house.
The other one was Sub-Zero, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Wasn't it like his origin movie or something?
No, it was more, in a way, it was. It kind of touched on it a little bit, but I'm pretty sure it was set, it was more about, you know, getting help for his wife.
All right. So that's all that topic, I guess.
Yeah.
We got one more thing to do. And that's me opening on my birthday presents.
Oh, and Joe's not here.
He didn't
shout out to Joe though. Oh, it still hasn't arrived yet?
Well, when did he send it?
I don't know.
Like 10 minutes ago?
He said he was sending something. Tomorrow, I don't know. Tomorrow. So you only got the two packages?
Yeah, I got two from Amazon.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yay.
Sorry, Joe can't be. Sorry, Joe, that you can't be here.
Maybe he'll be here for the one where I open the thing that he's sending me. It's Amazon. Oh,
no, Joe.
I want to tell you about how they label when it's a gift. That. It says gift inside.
So small.
It's so small. That's why I opened the first box. And immediately I was like, there's a gift. But I didn't know to look on the top corner of the label to be like, oh, I wonder if this is a gift. So everything that's been coming in the mail since the first one arrived, I'm like, nope, not a gift. Like the 3.5 gallon drink dispenser I got today. I was like, is this a gift? No, not a gift. Let's see. Is there a note? Send a thank you note. No. Wait, yes. Hi, Night Scream. Enjoy your bag of dicks from the Stasis Locker Room. Is it a bag of dicks? Yes. This is not the same brand as the other ones.
No, we wanted to get you a different brand.
This is, in fact, two bags of dicks.
One for each ball.
I guess. Was this supposed to be two bags of dicks?
Stop asking questions. Just enjoy your gifts.
All right, I'll enjoy these dicks.
You gotta eat one.
The dick is rubbing its belly.
Show the camera.
I don't know what he's doing there.
What the fuck?
Dude.
Amazing.
It's licking itself too.
Fruity flavored penis gummies.
Fruity, you gotta eat one.
Penis. Best before. Best.
Tell
before
me they're expired.
End. No, it says just says best before end. See side of pack. So much China. Wow. For USA only.
Because you Sorry. Guys are the only ones dumb enough to eat them.
Sorry, Tyler. Anyway.
Whatever, you ate you ate your gummy peens too.
I feel I like he had his had better branding.
Yeah.
Mine definitely did.
Dicks by mail.
Oh man, importer for North America, OMG International Incorporated.
OMG. Fitting.
Man, if you pull one out, you better make the OMG face.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
You're not gonna show us your own face?
Demonetized. No one can stop me from being monetized, Dalton. I feel like these are bigger than the ones we sent Tyler.
Those do look
bigger. Wow. That is...
They're very...
He's throwing the smoke right down the hatch. Good
he
man.
Went, he went balls deep in everything.
Yeah, that's funny.
What they taste like, though? See, if they made those sour gummy, you guys could get me some for my birthday. Because I like sour gummy candies.
But I ain't eating them non-sour gummies.
Yeah, if they don't have them little bitty sour sprinkles on them.
You want dicks with a sour taste?
Yep.
I'm concerned that it just says, best before end, seaside of pack.
I guess that means like end of time? Do gummy candies go bad?
Over here it says, best before end, that's other languages. That's it. Just best before end. There's no date stamp there.
It's best before it's expired.
You best eat these before you can no longer eat these.
Hey, it's got no vitamin A, but it's 1 gram of protein.
It's got sodium and sugar, and that's it.
All right.
Oh, serving size only one piece.
Wow.
Okay.
Just a dick a day keeps the doctor away.
I ate my dick for the day. It's time. Tomorrow I'll have another dick a day.
Rockin'.
And by the time I finish them, it will be end.
Awesome.
Dicks are just falling out of the bag.
Maybe it's best before end. Like, it's the best before you finish the box. Because once you finish the box, it's no good anymore.
Once you reach the last one, it's just throw it away.
Yeah.
All right, I got this, and I opened it, and immediately I was like, "That's a gift!" And I got somebody.
You already
else
know
to
what's
go.
In there.
I have I forget by now.
Okay.
This arrived a while ago.
Oh, it's broken.
You know what? This one doesn't say gift inside, and my name is spelled wrong.
Well, if it's something more expensive than we got you, we definitely got it for you.
My name is spelled wrong on both of them.
Dude, shout out to Joe.
Yeah.
How did he spell your name? He spelled it with a U, didn't he?
No, it's a Bryne. So Brian. Sometimes when you throw that many consonants at the wall, they get rearranged.
Here, Brian.
Now I want to see what else might be spelled wrong. It's all good. It looks like this one does not say gift, so I'm not in the wrong from having opened this. I should have been tipped off by the fact that it had my name spelled wrong. All right, send a thank you note. No, there's no note on this one. Unless there's a bunch of papers though. Here we go. Hi, Clutch. Enjoy your rug from Dalton. And hi, Chris. Happy birthday from the Stasis Locker Stasis Lock Boys. Stasis Lock Boys with a Z. With a Z.
Yeah.
B O Y Z. Okay.
All right.
So, how was there two notes in there? Is this like a combination of orders that they ship together?
No idea. You're gonna have to open up and find out.
Okay. Yeah,
what else in there? I can't. So remember I got.
I got a Gundam cutting mat. Gundam cutting mat.
You're Dalton's father now.
Gundam cutting mat. New.
Dude.
Awesome.
This is the only thing I saw when I did open it initially, so I was like, okay, well, you know, I wasn't going to buy one, but free is good. And I got the gun cannon. 1-100 Master Grade RX 77-2 gun cannon to go with my GM Death Squad. That's not a good pose right there.
Wow.
They couldn't have made it any better.
Can I have
the new gun cannon looks a lot better.
Can I have the gun cannon detector? Yeah.
You better display him in that pose.
I got to have another guy standing behind him. That's what I got to have.
Face down, ass up. That's how you display your gun cannon.
It's probably a combiner. They combine at the hips.
Oh, he has the core fighter, too. And the core Brock. Don't forget about the core Brock.
Nice.
Nice.
It's probably Brock from Pokemon.
Yeah, he's cool. This is definitely one that I wanted to get eventually.
Happy birthday, Chris!
Yay! The spray missile launcher.
Cool.
All right, the Gundam. So that's like the seventh one in my pile right now, and a real cool box.
Put it on your head. Now do shout-outs.
Shout-out to the Cool Table Network.